Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, June 17th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news early this afternoon, Real Women Have Curves will close on Broadway next Sunday, June 29th, at the James Earl Jones Theater. Based on the 1990 play of the same name, which inspired a 2002 movie, the new musical is a joyful and heartwarming immigrant story about a first-generation college-bound Latina in 1987 Los Angeles, torn between her own dreams and those of her mother. The vast majority of the cast identifies as Latino and is making their Broadway debut with the production. The original scores by Joy Huerta and Benjamin Velez, with a book by Lisa Loomer and Nell Benjamin, and direction and choreography by Sergio Trujillo. Although Real Women Have Curves garnered mostly positive reviews upon opening, it deeply struggled to sell tickets from the get-go, and last week it recorded the lowest gross of its entire run. The musical received just two Tony nominations this year and was left out of the Best Musical conversation. Shepherded by lead producers Barry Weisler, Fran Weisler, and Jack Noseworthy, it was capitalized at $16.5 million, which will not be recouped. An original Broadway cast recording is now available on streaming and digital platforms, with physical copies set to drop on July 25th. At the time of its closing, Real Women Have Curves will have played 31 previews and 73 regular performances. This year's Broadway Barks will take place on July 12th in Schubert Alley. The annual cat and dog adoption event will be co-hosted by Bernadette Peters and Beth Level, who can currently be seen in Stephen Sondheim's Old Friends. Peters co-founded the event, produced by the nonprofit Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS in the late 90s, which features adoptable creatures from agencies in the New York City area. Through the years, about 85% of the pets that have been adopted have found forever homes. A smattering of celebrities. Celebrity participants are scheduled to take part in the event, most of them in currently running shows. The adoption event is free and open to the public. There will be a meet and greet of all the pets starting at 3 p.m., with the celebrity presentation slated to begin at 5. For more information, visit BroadwayBarks.org. And finally today, the latest grosses were published for the week ending Sunday, June 15th. The cumulative box office took a 14% tumble thanks to the two top-grossing shows of the spring, Othello and Good Night and Good Luck, having just completed their limited Broadway runs. We also started to see the effect of the previous week's big Tony winners, as Sunset Boulevard, Maybe Happy Ending, and Purpose all saw some healthy jumps at their respective box offices. As previously announced, Oh Mary, which won two awards but lost for Best Play, set a box office record for the 12th time at the Lyceum Theater, with its average ticket price also increasing to the highest total of its Broadway run so far. And among the longer runners last week, Modern Family star Sarah Hyland said goodbye to The Great Gatsby on Sunday, and the lavish musical made a respectable $1,066,300 at the Broadway Theater. Aisha Jackson began performances as Daisy Buchanan yesterday. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.